Hello out there. Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. We have a great show for you today. We'll be talking with Chief of Army Enterprise and Marketing and the Command Sergeant Major about Be All You Can Be and how their efforts are impacting recruiting of our future Army. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Hello out there, warriors past and present, your families, and thank you for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental and FEP Vision, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA for making Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. I say it every doggone week. We love them, too. As I said earlier, we're going to examine the Army's Be All You Can Be, I love that slogan, marketing campaign, and how it's impacting recruiting. And I'm so excited to introduce Brigadier General Antoinette R. Gant, Chief of Army Marketing Enterprise Office, and the Command Sergeant Major, CSM Faith Alexander. Welcome to the show.
Morning, Sergeant Major.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? Hey, before we got a lot to talk about. Before you go any further, would each one of you tell the audience a little bit about yourself? And ma'am, we'll start with you.
Okay, Sergeant Major. Well, first of all, I just want to say thanks for having us. We are super excited to be here today. When I tell my story, I always tell people that I didn't choose the Army. The Army chose me. And it's such a great thing that that happened. I'm a Mississippi native. I went to school in Texas. I have a degree in civil engineering. And 29 years, I've commanded at every level that you could actually command at. And it's been a super exciting career. Prior to coming here, I was the division commander for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in San Francisco, South Pacific Division. You know, the Army gives you the opportunity to do things you never thought you would actually do. And that's definitely been the case for me. I'm married with two kids, two adult kids, but they're still in my pockets, Sergeant Major.
No matter they're always in your pocket.
Still in your pockets. And, you know, and my husband's a middle school math teacher. And, you know, and someone just told me recently when I told him I was moving from San Francisco to Chicago, one of my colleagues said to me, "You have this thing for big cities." And I was like, "No, it's not me. It's Uncle Sam." And so the fact that Uncle Sam has allowed me to be able to go places and do things that I never thought I would have the opportunity to do is truly, truly an honor. And I couldn't find myself wanting to do anything else than what I'm doing right now. Well, thank you for having us.
Well, I got to tell you something real quick. Usually what I say when somebody's got 29 or 30 years, I always say quitter. I had 36. So. Hey, Sergeant Major, go ahead. Tell a little bit about yourself, Sergeant Major.
Hey, good morning, Sergeant Major. Sergeant Major Alexander, originally from Lafayette, Louisiana. Came into the Army in 1996, so not quite 29 years, but 27 years. Yeah, came in as a geospatial engineer from Lafayette, Louisiana. And my previous job to this was at, of course, the Army University before I came to the Army Enterprise Marketing Office. Been in position now for a year and still loving what I do in the Army. So that's why I continue to serve.
You know, I love the Army every day of my life. And in fact, when I think there's still marks by the Pentagon where they drugged me out and threw me in a car and took me away.
And they'll probably have to do us the same way.
Probably so. Hey, ma'am, just as you came on board as the, you know, the new chief of Army marketing, the Army leadership announces, you know, a big change in the Army, recruiting structure. Would you talk a little bit about that and what the impact of that is, and if any, to your marketing efforts?
Absolutely, Sergeant Major. You know, the first thing I would say is that I really don't see this being a bad thing. I see a lot of positiveness in what we are doing. Although with Recruiting Command and also Cadet Command is going to fall up under potentially this new structure, You know, it at one time looked as if AMO was a completely different organization and not having the same reporting requirements that those two organizations did under TRADOC. But getting us connected, being under the same roof, I really think that this allows to provide quite a bit of efficiencies that maybe we haven't had in the past, and truly a greater alignment. You know, there is something there in the fact that we are the marketing piece of the sales, and the sales piece is the recruiting part of it. And if marketing and sales is not linked together, then you're gonna have some disconnects. And so this absolutely gives us an opportunity to make sure that we're all looking at the same information, understanding the same data, and then can be able to actually structure things of so that we can be able to continue to excel in our recruiting efforts.
You know, it was just like that when I was on active duty. The way you're going back to it's sort of funny. You went away from it, and then you sort of put it back under a different command right there. So I think that's good. Sergeant Major, you've launched a new brand or helped launch a new brand, Be All You Can Be. I absolutely love that. Every time I say it, I love it. Back in March, one is, how's that going? And is it performing the way you really expected it to perform?
Sergeant Major, I think it's performing better than expected. I think it truly resonates with both in-service prospects and veterans alike. And so what we're seeing is a positive, you know, positive feedback, you know, every single day on the messaging and how, you know, individuals are interpreting and realigning, you know, to understand what the Army is and what the Army actually does for our country. A while, there's been a disconnect there. And what we really saw was that allowing us to reconnect with America, the population, to actually help them understand, hey, this is what your Army does for you. This is what your Army does for this country. So all positive. I've really not seen any negative with the rollout and the brand, Sergeant Major.
Well, one thing I tell you that, and I don't know, maybe it's a little bit different now, but when I was on active duty, one of the things I was always concerned about was the Army always talked to the Army. They didn't really talk to Middle America. So you're telling me now you think you're reaching Middle America with the things that you're doing now?
Absolutely, Sergeant Major. So with the sizzle reel that we rolled out, that was really to connect the Army back to the American public, so the American public can understand what, you know, what the Army brought to the table when it came to you know, possibilities of what individuals can be when they join the Army, when they are all they can be, right? And so the sizzle reel really did that, and we really saw like positive confirmation of, hey, we are reconnecting with the Army and the Army brand to understand what we actually bring to the table. So yeah, absolutely positive in that.
Yeah, I've told this story a lot of times. When I grew up as a poor kid, lived in a laundry room the last 2.5 years I was at home, was just living up for a single bed, got a little cord, I had to pick my feet up, had a little vent, you know, and three shelves and put my clothes on. But the thing about that, the Army allowed me to be all I could be. It absolutely changed my life. Any successes I have, of course, of my mother and my father, my wife and all my kids. But the Army really had a tremendous impact on me as a very young adult at 17 years old when I came into the service. However, I went basic AIT jump school straight to Vietnam at the time. That I didn't necessarily like that part of the Army. No, I didn't like that part. But I think sometimes people judge the Army by things they don't know anything about. They don't see much about the actual big Army. They see the Guard, Reserve a little bit more, a lot more than they see us. Ma'am, you want to add anything to that?
Well, Sergeant Major, I see a lot. You don't know how many times I go someplace and they go, man, I'm so excited that you brought back Be All You Can Be. Yeah. Because it's just what the Sergeant Major has said, that it resonates with everyone. You know, how you could have, if you've already done it, you've been all that you could actually be. But then in talking about the possibilities of what you could do and just giving your efforts of trying to do something different. And that really resonates with what we're moving forward with. In August, we actually launched our First Steps, which is the second part of our campaign there, and talking about looking at the possibilities. When you're making the first step of actually doing something you never thought you could potentially do. If you look at the commercials, the first one where they're going, they're giving a hug, the parent is giving a hug to the young man or woman that is actually getting ready to leave out of the door. And then they get on the bus and they're looking and they're like, oh my gosh, there are other people that are doing the same thing. And then they kind of give each other the smile. It's like, yes, we are here, we're together, and we're going to make this happen. The other one that you actually see is the one with the first, we call it first patch, where the young man is finishing his basic training and his dad is in the audience. And then he goes out and he actually puts that patch on his shoulder. It's like, I'm proud of you, son. You know, you're doing something that maybe even in his mind, maybe he wanted to do or couldn't do, or that he actually has done. And now his son is taking that step as well. And I think the one that has just recently come out is the young man who is actually taking his jump with his unit and having, you know, some look on his face of, wow, this is the first time I'm being able to do it. But the impression that he shows after he does it, it's like, man, I achieved that. And so the Army allows in the things that we're actually presenting, but as what we do each and every day, an opportunity for people to do something that they never thought was possible.
Well, you answered that question for me. I was going to ask you about First Steps campaign, but you already answered that, which is really good. And the neat thing about that, I think you're already reaching Americans out there, young Americans that certainly want to come in the military. The other thing I'll tell you, though, is I get around and talk to young adults. They have older adults, older veterans, they talk about how the Army changed their life. Every one of them. Sergeant Major and ma'am, you too. I always think sometimes, where would I be if I hadn't went in the Army? And the other thing, it did for me is it opened my eyes up to a lot of other things. I'm just very blessed. And sometimes it bothers me that, because, you know, people learn about the Army really from news, movies, books, internet, and probably word of mouth. And it bothers me sometimes as people talk about something they don't even know anything about. And I wish they'd really take a look at it. So the people that are listening out there today, go to your recruiter, go talk to somebody, look at some of the marketing campaigns that they have coming out. It's just not about marketing. It's about, where do you want to be in 20 years? And what do you want to be, not just with you, with your family and your kids and everything else. So I think I love Be All You Can Be. But Sergeant Major, do you want to add anything about the STEPS campaign, the First Steps campaign that the general was talking about? Do you want to add anything to that?
So Sergeant Major, what I really like about this campaign is it actually follows the journey of the prospect. You've sat on that bus. I've sat on that bus. You've taken your first shot. I've taken my first shot. You've jumped. I've jumped. And so what it really does is it's a genuine, authentic story about the journey of a soldier, which I think is really important. It's not a generic thing. It's what mostly every soldier goes through in their tenure from transitioning from a civilian to a soldier. And so what I like about it is it's so authentic in nature that anybody that is wearing the uniform can apply their experience to it. The other thing that I would mention, the possibilities of what you were just talking about, is Generation Z is the first generation that feels like they will not outpace their parents. And so the foundation of this campaign, once again, is possibilities, because when we vetted the tagline, this generation wasn't even affiliated with the Be All You Can Be tagline. And so to them, it's anything is possible. And what we want really them to understand is anything is possible through the Army. And so the campaign to me is an authentic journey of a soldier. And I think it's applicable to almost all of us. Going through the journey of that transition and the importance of that transition and the effect that it actually ultimately has on their life. Like General Gant, 29 years later, Sergeant Major Alexander, 27 years later, Sergeant Major of the Army, you know, Tilly, like
36 years later.
I don't want to say the years attached to that. But what I like about it is that everyone can relate to this journey that this prospect has taken, from getting on that bus to shooting their first weapon, whatever that weapon system was, to actually doing things in the Army. And so I probably rambled a little bit on that one, but...
Yeah, yeah. Well, because your heart's in the right spot. You want to make sure that you get the information out. And you could see that you both truly care about that. Let me ask you a question here. If you were king and queen for a day, what's one thing that you'd really want somebody to that's may had not served to think about? I mean, is there one or two things that really stick out? You know, when you talk about generation, you said Z, is that what it was, Generation Z? What's the one thing that you'd want to tell them that why coming in the Army would be so important to them? Ma'am, we'll start with you or either one of you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Well, you know,
throw it to her.
the biggest, I think, and we've talked about this quite a bit. And the biggest thing is that we see, even with Generation Z, that they're talking about doing something that's much bigger than themselves.
Yeah.
And when you serve, that is what you're actually doing. It's not about you. It's never about you. But it's making sure that your country is staying safe in many ways of which you never thought that you could be able to actually do. Whether it's from just being behind the computer of making sure that the right information is being put in there, or actually doing just what you said doing the right targets. Everything is about something that's much bigger than yourself. And each time we actually talk to individuals or any time we're doing some surveys, that's the one thing that comes back is they want to do something that's larger than themselves.
Yeah.
The only other thing I would add to that is what we really want individuals to see is, hey, behind that tank, behind that weapon is the most, you know, critical weapon system that we have. It's the human being behind that. And relating to that human being to help them understand that, hey, we wear the uniform, but we're just like you behind that uniform. And so just the human connection to that is what I would like, you know, individuals to take away from that.
Yeah, I wear my Army hat all the time because I love the Army and I want to market the Army. Besides that, I'm going bald and I need it over my head. But one of the things that really, and Sergeant Major at Army Grinston said that, and I thought it was a great thing to say, when you go by people now that says, thank you for your service, and I always tell them you're worth it. And I think we need to tell our country a lot more, we're worth it. I'm out here protecting you, but you're worth it. And I love you, and I'm going to do all I can to protect you. You know, that's a great decision. You guys got me so motivated. I don't know what to do here. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. I know you're not going to move. We'll be right back. We're talking with Brigadier General Antoine R. Gant and CSM Faith Alexander of Army Enterprise Marketing Office. And if you're enjoying this discussion, please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. Ma'am, I'd like to follow up on our discussion about the first steps and talk about the ways you are engaging personnel at levels in a meaningful way, especially the young people. Can you talk about that?
Well, you know, much of that, Sergeant Major, is being done at the recruiter level. And so it is our job to bring awareness to the different things that are available out there. And so, you know, when it comes to engagement, we work with the recruiting brigades to ensure that they have the assets that they need to be able to be on the ground. We have found that just having conversations with individuals and getting them to understand the different types of things that you could actually do in the Army. And when I say Army, I don't mean just from an enlisted standpoint, but also to serve as an officer, or if you want to go part-time, if you want to be in the National Guard, it all falls up under the Army umbrella. Yeah. And so that has been the biggest thing that we have done, especially with a lot of high-profile partnerships that we've had. We've had the opportunity to be a part of the fanfare groups at the SEC games, like the Georgia and the Florida game that just happened recently, or the Alabama and the LSU game. So being on the ground and having to have people to talk about their experiences has truly, truly made a difference.
Yeah, I think the other thing you got to do, too, is make sure you're talking to a lot of the families, you know, the mothers and the fathers of the kids, because they're concerned. They don't know anything about the military, and you know, they're always worried about, hey, I'm going to send my son or daughter off the war and something's going to happen. But I think we need to tell them a little bit more about the experiences and what comes out of it and, you know, what they can do or what they will do in the next 15 or 20 years. Sergeant Major, you want to add anything?
I think, you know, to General Gant's point, getting down to the recruiter level was pretty important. And we're doing some new innovative things to get after what you just talked about, Sergeant Major, with families. And that's, you know, coming in 24. So we hear the message loud and clear that we need to kind of be involved in speaking to families and those life, what we call life influencers. But what we really want to do is get down to the recruiter level to give them the tools and the insights that they need to actually optimize their time. And so that's pretty important to us. So we are already, you know, engaged at the PCC level at the Recruiters College. We're, you know, so we just want to make sure that we are, you know, providing the resources that they need at the level that is needed to affect change. But as for, you know, the reach out to parents and those individuals that influence future prospects, we're absolutely looking into, you know, we're researching in how to do that and how to do that in a way that's not off-putting, right? But we hear the message loud and clear with life influencers, but definitely trying to get the data and the resources down to the recruiter level where it is effective so recruiters can do what we are asking them to do, which is to recruit the future Army of America.
And Sergeant Major, if I can, I was just going to say one of the things that we said, recruiting is local. You know, our job is to bring the awareness to it. And again, as Sergeant Major says, make sure they have the assets and resources that they need. But if you are not at the local levels of being able to do that, then that's where we actually fail at this.
Oh, I think the other thing, too, is the fact that in today's society, there's a lot of social media and all that stuff. You got to sort of get on the social media, talk about and educate people. Now, I got to tell you, not bragging now. I think I've got 12,000 people that follow me on LinkedIn and six or seven.
Wow.
I'm a big deal there. No, 7,000 maybe on Facebook.
Like a flex, Sergeant Major. Yeah. Sounded like a flex.
Well, but the thing about it is we put a post out yesterday and I thought it was pretty interesting with Cheryl Crow. We happened to bump into her at the studio here, and I met her years ago when I was in overseas, and within a day we had 8,000 or 9,000 hits on it, which I thought was pretty. Now, you're always going to get some people that are a little disgruntled about stuff on social media, but most, you know, 99.9% was positive. But I think in today's society, not just social media, what are a couple of other things that you try to get out to talk to soldiers? I mean, you talked about basketball and football. Are you doing any motocross or any of that stuff too, or motorcycle racing or marbles? I don't know what all the stuff people want to do nowadays.
Well, I know we found that a lot of our generation that we are looking at, the Generation Z, because of the fact that they stay on the social media platforms, or they are doing things from an engagement on some type of media platform. So, you know, the esports, I think, is really big in that perspective. We just continue to look at and kind of research what is the best way to be able to connect with the Generation Z that we're actually trying to get to consider being a member of the Army. And I tell you, you know, as we do that, we are finding more and more that they're listening. They're actually listening. They're coming back more than once to ask questions in regards to, okay, so what does this mean again? So that's the pretty much the biggest focus that we've actually been doing.
Yeah, no. I one of the things too is how you got to use guys like me. I'll talk about it in a little while here, but you got to use guys like me that love the Army, want to do all they can, not just the Army, for all the service, but I'm really an Army person, sir, so I want to help the Army as much as I can. You know, recruiting is a major effort for the Army, and what are we going to do to bolster the numbers for recruits? I mean, what actions are we taking to bolster that number up? I know we missed it for a couple of years. I think it was 15,000 one and 15,000 the second year. Are we going to be able to move that number up?
Well, we are doing everything we can to really make that connection. And that's what we actually talked about a little bit earlier, even with the connection of having, you know, marketing and sales being under the same roof. I think that too allows us to be able to do that. Just this week, we're doing a research and data week, and we have people from Recruiting Command, from Cadet Command, all here, and we're talking about the numbers and how, you know, we've missed the mark of some of the things that we could be able to do differently. So, you know, every day, Sergeant Major, that's evolving into things that we're looking at to try to determine what are the best ways to be able to generate interest have people to come to us.
You must be reading my cheat sheet here. The next question I had was I was going to ask you about Army recruiting and stuff and how you guys are interacting with them. I guess you're doing a pretty good job. That's a close connection. Because you got to talk to recruiters that are in the field. You got to talk to the marketing and see exactly what they tell you and what you need to do as far as marketing. But also tell you what you said at the first of our discussion was it's got to be at the local level. They've got to find those specific things that motivate young adults to come in there. But it sounds like, you know, you're meeting your goal and the message of getting out there and all the things that you need to do through regional offices and recruiters around the world.
It is absolutely the number one priority for all of us. And when I say all of us, our major, that includes you too.
All right, I'm in.
but utilizing local influencers such as our civilian aides to the Secretary of the Army or our reserve ambassadors, these are all individuals that are very important to helping us to be able to get the mission, to get the message out. Because I don't think we will ever have enough recruiters to be able to do what we need to get done. And so it's about utilizing those resources that are there that can be able to have those conversations with principals, with a superintendent, actually just with kind of the local mom and dad who have, like you mentioned before, have no idea about the possibilities of being in the Army and the over 200 plus certifications that could actually be received. It's not about what you're doing now, but it's also about what you can do later. So even if you spend 2 years in the Army, when you come out a better individual than you were when you came in. And therefore, it makes you even that much marketable to the civilian sector. And they want to have people who have that discipline, who have that leadership skills and things of that nature to help their organizations be better too.
Go ahead.
Sergeant Major, no, it's also about, like you said, doing innovative things, right? And so, you know, for example, our social media work stream, we actually have people dedicated to social media. Integrating an influencer inside of the best squad competition to a degree to interview the Sergeant Major of the Army to go side by side with those squads to actually broadcast what it's like to the rest of the nation on, you know, his experience. And it's a heat at this point. I can't give you everything because it doesn't come out to the 19th, but I'll give you a teaser, Sergeant Major. But even in innovative ideas like that, what General Gant said earlier, us collaborating together closer allows us to find those gaps to where we can plug. I mean, even with, you know, our you know, views that we had last year at Best Squad Competition and our views that we had at this year's Best Squad Competition, we're talking in the millions more of individuals being attentive to that thing. So anything that we can do innovative as well to get the message out about what the Army lifestyle is like and what it means to be in the Army, we're absolutely exploring those things, those possibilities as well.
I think the other thing you got to talk a lot about is education, certification. Right. Again, I keep saying, I've said it a couple of times here, about what the future's like and how you prepare yourself for those next steps. Hey, Sergeant Major, you must be extremely busy in your role as a, you know, with the recruiting command. Would you talk about that a little bit? I mean, you already hit on it a little bit anyway. Do you go down and visit those recruiting stations or how are you working with those guys?
I mean, I feel like I'm at Fort Knox every week. Yeah. No, Sergeant Major, really though, just kind of those things that we talked about earlier, like getting the message and information in any way we could collaborate with recruiters and with recruiting command is absolutely a priority. And so we are absolutely integrated in every aspect, whether it's a rock drill, whether it's an activation that we're taking a part of, whether we're collaborating on, you know, sending logistics to a certain area to get the things, whether it's a, you know, Final Four or whatever it is. Any way that we can integrate with our recruiters is what we're absolutely trying to do. So I will say, I'm not going to say that it is seamless at this point, but we are getting there, you know, quick. So I, any way that we collaborate can collaborate and communicate is what we're getting at.
Yeah, what about people who were recruiters and retired and sort of out in the field, and are you reaching out to those guys too, or guys and gals, about if there was a recruiter and retired, are you reaching to them and see if they'll help you out?
I have a lot of people who volunteer to help me.
A lot of help, Star Major.
Everybody wants to help me.
I absolutely take those opportunities to actually, you know, employ them without pay, but employ them nonetheless. And so I would say that the answer to that is absolutely, Star Major.
Yeah. You know, first of all, this is a great discussion. I want to talk about, what's ahead for Army New Marketing. But before we do that, you know, like everything else, we got to take a quick commercial break. So I know you're motivated. Stay right there. We're going to be right back. You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're watching Your Next Mission Video Podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken. Whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Brigadier General Antoinette R. Gant and CSM Faith Alexander of Army Enterprise Marketing Office. Remember, this is your show. Tell us about your transition. Tell us what topics you like as a cover. You know, I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me what you want me to talk about on the show, because it is your show. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134 or send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org, and I will actually reach back out to you. Ma'am, the effort you have all undertaken is consistent and changing to meet the demands of recruiting. Can you tell us about the future of, campaigns that's coming out in 2024? I know you don't want to let it out of the bag, but maybe you give us a little bit of hint about what's going on.
Well, Sergeant Major, I'm very glad you asked. And as we are talking about recruiting for our soldiers in 2024, we are going to launch a civilian campaign.
All right.
Yes. For so long, I think sometimes our civilians feel forgotten. And we have found also that people don't understand that you don't necessarily have to serve in uniform. There's other ways to be able to serve. And so in about the late spring of 2024, we'll be launching that. In addition to that, I just want to talk about the fact that the Secretary of the Army announced during the announcement of the fact that we were doing some reorganizing, that we were looking at a different prospect market, or expanding our prospect market. I shouldn't say look at a different, we're expanding it. So once, as we were looking for those who have just graduated or about to graduate from high school, we're expanding that market to be even further. So no longer just the 18 to 21, but we're talking 21, 24. I mean, even you can serve or enlist in the Army up to the age of 42.
Come on back in, Sergeant Major.
Not me.
But really looking at the expansion of that market and looking at where and how we can actually influence that and looking in the right places for prospects in that particular age range.
I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it again. With the people that are listening, the Army changed my life. It allowed me to do things I could never have gotten a chance to do. And it's really interesting when you say you can come in at 42 years old. Now, I got to be honest, I'm not sure at 42 I'd want to come in. But no matter what age you are, if you think you qualified to be in the Army or want to help our country out or want to change your life, I think you ought to come into the Army, because I guarantee, I don't know if I can guarantee everything, but I'm for sure it'll change you in a lot of different ways, and it'll all be positive. Sergeant Major, you want to add anything to that?
No, I think just like General Gant said, I think people sometimes overlook the what you know, our civilian counterparts bring to the table. And I think this is big for the Army. This is, like General Gant said, this is the first time we've ever done anything with a civilian campaign in the Army. But as well, you know, added on to that is, you know, on the Go Army website in the future, that future prospect or that future civilian will actually be able to navigate their own journey as well, and to get them into the right, you know, bucket to be able to get the job that they need, perhaps as a forest ranger in the Corps of Engineers. Who knows? But I think that's pretty important too. And I think it's just going to be big, and it's going to be a big win for the Army.
Well, I always tell people too, you know, they always think that I asked somebody the other day, I said, what kind of education level do you think the enlisted soldiers have or the officers have? They always know the officers have, you know, bachelor's, master degree and doctorate degrees. And somebody said, well, maybe a GED or high school diploma. I said, whoa, wait a minute here. No. If you have infantry soldiers, they'll be kicking in doors. They got master's degrees and bachelor's. Okay. They got all sorts of support. So we're pretty well educated. One of the things, though, that always bothers me is we don't tell our story. We don't get out enough and tell our story about things that are going on. And I think there's a reason why. For me, I always tell people, it's not that I don't want them to know, but I don't want people to know everything about me, maybe. But I sort of hold it close to my chest, and I sort of don't express what I should be saying. I think most soldiers are the same way. But if you want us to get out and tell your story, we need to do more about that. Do you believe that's true, or do you think people ought to tell your story?
Yes, Sergeant Major. And look, you're talking to the former Army University Sergeant Major, right? So education, right? And I will tell you, we have the most educated enlisted force.
Absolutely.
And they're better. And those people that are graduating the academy are much better than me. So I think it's really important, but it is really important to tell your story. I think part of, and I'm going to own my own issues. I'm not going to push my issues on
sure.
you, but
yeah.
it's more so of, you know, being humble in it, but you could still be humble and exhibit humility without, you know, going overboard. You could still tell your story. And I think that's a lesson to us all. You could still tell your story, be humble, to get the message across as well. But as far as the talent and education of our enlisted force, I mean, we're the best fighting force in the world for a reason.
Yeah.
I think that reason is our enlisted corps, like our corps of non-commissioned officers and enlisted soldiers. And, you know, absolutely, we're the best for a reason. And it's partially because of that education, but telling those stories out there to kind of combat some of those stereotypes that we have about our enlisted formation is pretty important as well. So
yeah,
concur.
Yeah. Well, I think, I remember I went back to the Army when I first got out of the service, and why I was the Sergeant Major of the Army, I went in and says, hey, let me tell the story. I mean, we need to tell. And we're always a little apprehensive about telling people what we've done. And there's some things that, you know, that I certainly don't want to talk about, and I understand that, but we got to get out there. If you don't tell your story, and I know about being humble, but if you don't tell your story, nobody's going to know. You know, in fact, the Chief of Staff of the Army one time, I said, sir, I'm going to help you sell transformation, because we're always transforming the Army. You always talk about new transform. We've been transforming the Army since we've been here, so we're always changing things up. He said, Sergeant Major, he said, we can talk about transformation till we're blue in the face. There's still people that don't know anything about it. Same as the Army. We can talk about Army and things that go on in the Army till we're blue in the face. And there's still people that just don't know anything about the Army. It's not that they don't care, but it's just, you know, they got a different life and they're doing different things. Ma'am, you want to add anything to that?
I mean, just talking about our story, you know, and as I started in saying that the Army, you know, I didn't choose the Army, the Army chose me.
Yeah.
But to even start out that way, not thinking that you could ever serve in the Army, and then to be where I am today is a testament. And so, again, the importance of telling those stories, the good and the bad, right? Because every day is not all roses. And the other part of it, too, is it allows people to know that we're human. We're human just like everyone else. We make mistakes. We actually, you know, sometimes actually do things that we sometimes think we could have done better, but we have glory days as well. I always tell people that every day is not the greatest day, but every day is a good day. And because of the fact that it's good, it allows me to be able to do just what I want to do, and that's to be able to serve something greater than myself.
Well, we have a pretty big veterans pool that listen to our show usually, and so it, not just on the show, but through social media. So what could the veteran community that are listening, that we're going to put out on social media, what can we do to help you with recruiting? Ma'am, let's start with you.
Well, Sergeant Major, I go back to the fact that we are all volunteer force, right? And any opportunity that a veteran has to be able to go in front of an organization doesn't necessarily have to be at high school. It just having a conversation with someone about, hey, have you ever considered the Army? And telling, again, we go back to telling your story, but talking about the benefits that have come about being a service member. In addition to that, I think we need our veterans to be able to even try our GoArmy.com website, and get connected from that standpoint. So that too can allow them to understand and know some of the latest and greatest of the things that we're doing. And therefore they can encourage others to be able to go to those particular sites. We have the population that we have is grand. And so when you talk about all volunteer, hey, we need all of those volunteers to be able to help in delivering the message.
Yeah, absolutely. Sergeant Major, you want to add anything?
We need you to keep informing our youth about the benefits of, you know, joining the Army. And Sergeant Major, we just need you to keep being you.
Oh, well, believe you me, I'm never going to change. I'm too old to change now. But I think you're right. I mean, some of the best advice I ever got is don't change who you are. Be you. And the Army's allowed me to be me for all of my life. It's allowed me to live where I'm living, have a good family, have a good life. And like I said, I struggled when I came in the military, but it allowed me to, you know, step out a little bit and sort of move up and be, pretty successful. I think successful as long as I got some food on my table, I get it every night. So, hey, this has been a great discussion. In fact, I got to tell you, I'm so motivated now. If I could go back in the Army, I'd run down there right now and join.
Come on, Sonny.
I think what they'd do is they'd run me out of the office. They'd get this old guy out of here. Hey, thank you so much for being on the show. Any final thoughts, something we missed or something you want to cover? Ma'am, we'll start with you. Anything that you want to tell the audience about marketing or something they can do to help you, whatever you want to say, go ahead.
Well, Sergeant Major, the job that we do each and every day is one of which we truly love.
Yeah.
And I would say to the audience here is that we still need you, even though you may not necessarily be still serving in the uniform, you are still a soldier. Once a soldier, always a soldier.
Yep.
And the fact that you can be able to have an opportunity to be able to share what you've done, how you've done it, and the benefits that have come along. And every day, you know, that's our job to make sure we help someone that maybe thought that this was not a possibility to understand that the possibilities are limitless when you can be all you can be.
Absolutely. Well, I tell people all the time, I'll be a soldier till the day I die. Just because I took that uniform off. In fact, my wife asked me the other day, do you still have these uniforms? What do you want to do? I said, leave them right there. I'm not sure they fit anymore, but leave them right there.
Oh, they fit, Sergeant Major. They fit.
Hey, Sergeant Major, any final thoughts? Anything you want to say?
No, I would just, Sergeant Major, I would just say, keep giving us your feedback, right? Because we need it. It's the only way we're going to refine ourselves, make ourselves better at doing what we do every day. And really, I can't follow General Gantt with the be all you can be. She ended it with the be all you can be.
That's
so
not
I really
fair.
Can't follow that. Really can't follow that. But just continue to give us your feedback because it's critical and we need it. We needed to evolve, to grow, to learn, and then to get better.
Well, we got some feedback today. So know, Sergeant Major, we were taking notes with the things that you were giving us. So thank you very much.
Well, I tell you what, I got a list of ideas. Call me up sometime. I'll give them to you. That's for sure. Again, thanks for coming on the show today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again to Brigadier General Antoinette R. Gantt and CSM Faith Alexander for being our guest today. I'm Jack Tilley, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been watching Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us today. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners there and see all the jobs and services that are available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And we just added a new job board in partnership with Recruit Military. why you can search for a job that's perfect fit for you. That's what we want to do. Check out this video on our website to learn how to fine-tune that search. You can also create your own individual profile. Scan the QR code on the screen or the QR code on the website to create your own profile. All information collected is confidential and won't be shared by anyone. Please know we want to help you any way we can. I always like to say that twice. Please know we, all of us here, everywhere, every service member, everybody wants to help you in any way we can. You can also follow me on my personal social media pages. Again, I thought I'd never say this. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. I love saying that one. If you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to Brigadier General Gant and Sergeant Major Alexander. It was just unbelievable having on the show. They're just so motivated and enthusiastic people. It just pumped me up. I want to go back and say something I said during the show. Most people know nothing about the military. They think they do. They don't. The way they learn is, I always think, you know, the way they learn is sort of funny. The news media, by listening to the news, and you know, when they put things on the news, sometimes it's not the popular stuff. They read a book, see a movie, the internet, or word of mouth. Don't judge our Army by those things. Judge it by somebody that served in the military. Talk to a veteran. Talk to somebody that served this country, that loves this country, just like you do. And see all the fine things that you can do in the military. You know, I talked before about how the Army changed my life. Probably most people don't believe it. I was a poor kid. Nothing was going right for me. I had no idea what direction I was going in my life. But the Army changed me. It made me the man I am today. And I'm proud of who I am. And I'm proud to say I serve. So if you want to go in the Army, go in the Army. And it'll let you be all you can be. Again, thanks for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios. And of course, Blue Cross Blue Shield, FEP Dental and FEP Vision, our presenting sponsor, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, and USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.